An Israeli tank shell killed 8 civilians during a protest in Rafah earlier this week. 5 more Palestinian militants were killed in gun battles there yesterday. At a city committee meeting this week, supporters of the Rafah Sister City Project urged Madison residents to help end that violence by forging formal links with Rafah. George Arida says the ultimate goal is to promote reconciliation by sistering also with an Israeli city.
If such an effort materializes, we'd welcome the opportunity to work together to foster dialogue between Americans, Palestinians, and Israelis at a grassroots level.
But the Madison Jewish Community Council is urging the city to reject the project. Director Steve Morrison told city council members Rafah officials have close ties to terrorist groups that have carried out attacks on Jewish settlers.
We believe that Rafah is not the city for such a relationship. Consideration ought to be given to other cities, communities, and areas, but not Rafah.
Morrison proposed Bethlehem, Nazareth, or Jericho as better potential sister cities. There are also some Jewish leaders who support the Rafah project, and George Arida says he's not convinced choosing a different city would satisfy the opponents because there are militant groups everywhere.
The real objections are not Rafah specific. You could sort of fill in the blank, and the same objections would be leveled with any Palestinian city.
A full council debate has been postponed until supporters and opponents can meet to try to resolve their differences. City Council member Ken Golden says Madison shouldn't forge links with a city that will promote discord at home.
If we try to settle the issues in the Middle East, we're going to go nowhere.
Still, there could be a meeting sometime next month between Rafah supporters and opponents. The City Council Executive Committee will take up the issue again in 2 weeks. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.